Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the St. Paddy's Day edition. Kiss your Blarney Stone and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, mate?
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. My Irish wife is full Irish today. She's about a quarter Irish, but today she is just making everyone green with envy.
Right, okay. That's the first of many bad jokes that Barbecue Bob will drop on you today, I'm sure.
It's only the beginning. Yeah, so welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend, so that's why you're here. We are happy to be on the Great Lakes Talk Network, blanketing the Great Lakes area now, thanks to the good folks at the Great Lakes Talk Network. And no matter where you're hearing us, it's St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, it is. And we were talking a little bit later in the show with a guy named Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, and he runs an Irish pub, and you'll hear a little bit about the food, but you know, everybody thinks corned beef and cabbage when you're out on St. Paddy's Day, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, baby. But Bob, a corned beef is really something that we talk about a lot, but we don't.
Isn't that funny?
Right, because we talk about brisket all the time, and the corned beef is part of the brisket, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, for some reason, it's traditionally the flat.
Right.
It's not the full brisket.
Right.
It might be kind of fun to corn a whole brisket.
Yeah. And so,
I didn't say corn a whole brisket.
There we go. That's number two. You're just marking them down in the dust
on
your dash, right?
Come on. Get another cup of coffee. Right. Get some Bailey's in it. Or, you know, maybe some Irish coffee this morning would be perfect.
Yeah. And
why aren't we set up?
Well, you know, it's the guy that usually does that is the guy that was late today.
So. It's one of these days you got to step up and bring us something.
You know, there's some things you're just better at.
Just shock me, okay?
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, which is really weird because every time I go to your house, before I get my keys out of the ignition, you're greeting me with a cold one.
I understand.
So it's weird. I don't know why you're so lame here.
Well, this is work.
Yeah, I know. My back's killing me. Yeah. We have some cool stuff lined up, but how'd your week go, man? What'd you do to get through this week, slogging it out in the corporate world at Standard Kitchen?
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's just work. It's still a four-letter word, right? And we have problems like everybody has, and you just work through them. That doesn't make good discussion, other than the fact that there is a real shortage of talent out there right now because our economy's doing so well. Things are in the building industry, which you and I are in, Bob. It's heating up right now. I know that I do some. I track some lead services that track the housing starts, right? Then the last
how's that
week,
looking in the Great
well,
Lakes?
Well, in last week there's two pages of them, and there's about 20 permits on a page, right? So there were 40 starts last week.
In a week.
This week it was 7 pages. So I went to about 140 from 40 in 1 week. It's like, okay, spring sprung, baby.
Here we go. You're licking a lot of envelopes, aren't you?
Yeah.
Those emails get pricey.
Yeah.
So the housing is going to go on again and boom again this year. And, of course, it's spring, so the builders, we got a little bit of warm weather, and all the builders are chomping at the bit because they want the frost laws in Michigan to come off. Now, depending on where you're listening, you might not have those, but we have frost laws here. So when the ground starts to thaw, they put the frost limits on the road so the big trucks can't drive over the secondary roads because they're not made for it, and Michigan is sitting on a big sandy berm. And our roads just don't hold up like a lot of other states because the ground is always moving here.
Right. That freeze and thaw makes the ground move, and when you run a heavy truck over top of the roadbed, it cracks it and breaks it all up. In Michigan, You know, there it's pothole season.
Yeah.
Right now is what it is.
Yeah. If you want to buy a used car, go to Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Texas.
Get pounded.
I was down
crap.
In Texas 3-4 weeks ago, as you guys may remember. And I've got an Excursion, right? The land yacht,
yeah.
Big brown.
All right.
Those things are everywhere in Texas, and they're in sweet shape.
It's free gas.
Yeah. And they and the thing is, they haven't been made since 2004, but they're everywhere down there. I'm like, hey, when I want to replace Big Brown, I'm coming back down here. Because you got to have a land yacht if you're.
Would you
guy.
Replace Big Brown?
I would, man.
Really? You wouldn't get a Suburban?
What? No, I mean it's a land yacht.
See, I had a bunch of Suburbans, and that was just a foolproof car for me. So
yeah.
You pick your brand,
right?
And, I like
just the
V10. Just like you pick your brew,
right?
So what's your toddy of choice for St. Patty's Day? What do you think you're going to
you
be
know,
imbibing
I'm,
today?
You know, I'm just a Guinness beer guy, Bob.
Really?
Yep. You know me as. Is I like a little bit of volume and not so much kick.
Well, you know, this is the one day of the year when I actually go out of my way to just drink Guinness. And this gentleman that's going to be joining us, Mr. Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, which is a legendary Irish pub.
Why do you say that that way?
Because that's how you pronounce it. Okay. Rick Toohey is his partner.
No, but you go Toohey's like that on the back end of there.
I don't know. Maybe because it makes me so happy to think
about
the
place.
Well,
there we go.
So let me describe this place, and we're going to have Billy on in the second segment. He's sitting here with us, but we're going to overtalk him right now. So this place, if you walked into a pub, and it's just a traditional Irish pub up front, and it's crowded with people, and they're standing in line, and they're just waiting for something nice and cold. And then as you make your way through to the back, it drops down a ramp, and it feels like you're on the set for Saturday Night Live because it's these big, tall ceilings. It's industrial-looking, you know, kind of – it reminds
kind
me of the
stage
old,
in the back.
Yeah, the
right?
old Saturday yep. Night Live sets were very much like this, and there's band after band after band, and today it'll be that way, and I'll be taking my bride down there and – one time, the reason I brought it up with Guinness is because one time, I probably shouldn't say the number of Guinness that I drank, yeah. but I counted them. It was either 17 or 23 throughout the day.
Yeah, give or take a six-pack, right?
I lost count. But I was there at, I think, 10 in the morning and left around midnight. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long Irish day, brother. That's professional. Right there. I could not do it that long. Unless there was, are there beds in the back that you didn't describe that you could rent?
I didn't even nap.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mention the fact that Billy's bringing me little shots of whiskey. It's an Irish Rose. Is that, what's the one you bring? Red?
Oh, there's Red Breast. Probably for you.
Yes.
Middle
Red Breast, probably for you.
No, it's some kind of rose or red.
Redbush.
Redbush, yes.
Might have been. You maybe had some Redbush.
Yep, yeah, could be.
So we have 40 different ones for you to try. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So there's more to St. Paddy's Day than just boozing it up. It's a time for all the American Irish heritage people and those who want to be to just kind of celebrate St. Patrick. We can't forget him in this whole thing because there's a story and a half.
Right. Right.
Maybe, Jop, you want to tell us about
St. No, I don't know. I don't have my St. Patrick lineage all set up right yet. But
Do you have any Irish blood in you?
No.
Oh.
Nope, I don't believe I do. I've got the Dutch guy and the German guy.
Oh.
Is where I'm at. Yep. I don't think I got to the islands.
Okay.
So, but you know what? I'll celebrate with anybody. You know that. So if you want to celebrate your day, we'll do that. This happens to be the Irish day.
Except May Day.
Right.
We don't celebrate
I have a lot
May
of
day.
Buddies that are Irish, right? And
uh-huh.
They're fun to hang out with. And but anyway, the Murphys of the world.
Well, and you've went to Ireland with your your past life, didn't
I
you?
I have not. You
oh.
have. I have
oh,
not been
oh,
there.
Oh, I thought that
right.
was a trip.
As far as I got was Quinn and Toohey's.
Well, we're going to explore Quinn and Toohey's. And if you're not from Grand Rapids, just kind of sit back and have yourself a nice cup of Bailey's and coffee and dig it.
That's right. Coming up next, it is the legendary Billy Quinn. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Question on St. Paddy's Day, can you jig with a harp in your hand? Only if it's a 16-ounce harp, right?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It's the Grilling Guys, top of the morning to you. And the rest of the day to yourself is how you respond to that.
Yes.
We have our good friend Billy Quinn here from Quinn and Tui's. Thanks for joining us, Billy.
My pleasure, as always.
And I got to know you because your son used to work at a party store down the street, a market where I got lunch every day, which is now closed, but it's a mm-hmm. restaurant now.
Yeah.
But I used to go down there and get a nice big sandwich every day at noon, and I got to know Rory, and he's just a great kid. Is Rory going to be working today?
Yes, more than he anticipates.
Wake up, Rory. Yeah, get out of bed.
Get up, Rory. Yeah. And matter of fact, the place he worked was Irish Stew, O'Brien's.
All right. That's right.
Yeah. You got to keep it in the family.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of that, is
which makes marriages really weird.
Billy, you've got an Irish establishment in the north side of Grand Rapids called Quinn and Tui's. Where is that physically located at?
It's on 1535 Plainfield. It would be between Ann Street and Leonard.
Right on Plainfield. If you're not from around here, that's just about 5 or 6 blocks north of the downtown area.
Yeah.
On a major north-south thoroughfare. I can't believe we got you to break away on St. Paddy's Day because he looks
a little nervous.
Yeah. This place is mobbed, right? This place is mobbed, and from the time they open through the time they close. But if you want the true Irish experience in West Michigan anyway, this is where you got to go.
There's nothing like it.
Right.
And I would tell you right now, you ought to gulp down as much coffee as you can, jump in the shower, and hit the road. Find yourself a DD because you won't leave.
Right.
And get in line because you might have to wait to get in, and plan on getting very familiar with a lot of people because you're rubbing bodies every time you move.
Right.
And if you get a chair, wear a diaper because right. you don't want to leave.
Hey, that's a good point.
That might be the reason why you want to get there early. But so in the traditional Irish bar fashion, tell me the beers that you're serving.
Well, we serve all beer, but Guinness, Harp, and Smittix are our mainstays always, but that day more so than ever.
And a lot of people might think it's Smithwick, but it's Smittick.
Yeah. Well, I got educated the first time, I think, when I was 3 years old. Got slapped for saying Smithwick.
Yeah.
But if Put you down, look at it, that's what it looks like. It's Smittick, though.
So. You were stealing Daddy's Smithwick?
Yeah. You needed something to chase down the Jameson.
Boy, he slept good as a young lad, though,
absolutely.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't stunt his growth, though, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Funny. So Billy, the beer, I mean, this is a legendary party for you guys. What do you expect to go through keg-wise of just those three brands?
Well, geez, I think, you know, minimum 50 kegs probably. Yeah. You know.
That's a lot of pints.
It's a lot for 30 people.
Yeah.
Well, Bob drinks a lot.
Well, the fire marshal will be making his appearance a couple times. I know that because...
Yeah. Well, he understands we usually let in only about 40 people.
Yeah. On one table. Right. My wife is the queen, by the way, of getting a table. If you want a table in a crowded place, you just put Maureen up on a perch.
Wow. Yeah. She'll figure it out.
She's kind of creepy that way.
That's all right. You have to do it.
So if you're going to make a day of it, the drinking part is always a lot of fun, but you got to eat too, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
We have, some people call it Irish food. Some people call it corned beef.
Okay.
We have the typical corned beef and cabbage. We have beef, just regular beef, roast beef. That's, I'm sure, like Bob, you've been to Ireland. That's they eat a lot of beef.
Yes, they do.
Seriously.
Because they raise a lot of beef.
Yeah, they do.
And lamb.
A lot of lamb. Yep.
And Jop's a big, he's a big lammy pie. So
I enjoy cooking lamb because if you cook it right, it's really good.
Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous.
Right. Unknown to a lot of people because they're afraid of it.
Right.
It's like they're afraid of venison.
Well, mm-hmm. I think if I'm not mistaken, a lot of people end up getting like mutton.
Right.
And probably. Mutton and lamb are
different.
Or maybe the first time they tried it, they were a kid and their mom bought mutton. Right. I mean, that was a thing when we were a kid.
The difference there is the age of the animal.
Yeah.
Is all you're really talking about. And as it gets older, it gets stronger.
Yeah.
A lamb is obviously a younger animal, and that strong flavor isn't matured into the meat yet, so it's a lot better to eat.
Well, I'll tell you, and something I've never said, and I shouldn't probably say this on the radio, but I will speak because we're talking this. It's the only time in my life I can remember my father getting mad at my mother.
Oh, really?
She tried to pass mutton off as lamb. It must have been on sale or something.
Yeah, sure. Right.
And I've never seen my dad mad like he was mad at that. He could not stand mutton. Loved lamb.
Right. Because he had to eat it as a kid.
Probably ate it. Cheaper stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and you can smell the difference.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Instantly. Yeah. You can smell the difference.
You weren't getting leg of lamb every night. Is that what you're saying?
My mother would say it's pork.
Right.
Right.
My dad was smarter than that.
Right.
Us kids didn't know any better. We just thought it spoiled pork.
Right. Well, and you know, I wonder if you can't brine away some of that.
Well, you probably could.
Maybe teriyaki it, something like that.
Barbecue.
So let's, garlic on it, you don't even taste anything else. Yeah.
So this food buffet is massive, and it's only like $10.
Yeah,
you want to hit it because there's tons of corned beef, lots of cabbage, and mashed potatoes.
And a dessert with it.
And you won't even you won't be able to eat the dessert, but you'll grab it.
So Billy, cabbage, man, that's about the most unexciting vegetable in the world. What do you do to it to make it good?
You know, actually, it's the way you cook it, and I love cabbage.
Right.
I love it anyway, but when you cook it right or braise it, it's unbelievably good.
I think they're calling you back to work right now.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the band you're going to have there, because that's the best part, really.
Yeah, actually, we're starting off, we have a young fellow, his name is Colin Tobin, fine Irish boy. He's going to start us off, and then we have the legendary Conklin Cayley Band. They've been with us for as long as we've been.
What time do they play?
They will probably go on about 1:30.
They really want you back there.
About 1:30. And then after that, let's see. Then we have a fellow named from the band Saltbound.
Okay.
Colin Cooper. Then this is fabulous to announce, and nobody knows this yet, so I'll announce it right here for you guys and your audience. We have the return of... fabulous Celtic rock band, the Billies.
I thought you were going to say Craig Wisely.
No.
Then I was going to get really excited.
I would too. That was a fabulous band. Probably one of the best bands
I've ever
heard. But this, the Billies, they took like a 3-year hiatus, and they're back, and they're powerful, and they're fun.
And what time do they come on?
They'll probably come on about 9:30 at night.
Okay.
Yep.
So
it's hard to say what time the band will come on because things get delayed. And
oh, yeah. It's Irish time.
Yep, that's right.
Right.
it's all on
it's Irish time. Nothing's correct.
So it's called Quinn and Tui's. It's on Plainfield. It's in the Creston Heights neighborhood, but it's just a little bit north of downtown. Plan on finding a parking spot and getting in there as early as you can and get a driver because you will not want to leave.
Right.
And just remember this, Bob. You have over 40 Irish whiskeys to try because that's what we carry, 40.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
I don't want you getting filled up just on Guinness. So.
Right. All right, Billy Quinn, Quinn and Tui's. Thanks so much for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Right. Enjoy it and be safe.
Yep. Thank you.
Get back at it, Billy. Coming up next, we got the full belly deli. We're going to hit some Irish recipes you won't want to miss. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Top of the morning to you. It's the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grillin' Guys. Hope you've got a little Irish barbecue planned in your backyard. Bob, what's going on, man? We're going to do a little bit of some Irish recipes here. Where you want to start?
Well, you know, we struggle with St. Patrick's Day every year because Ireland's not big for grilled foods.
Right.
So we thought we'd take a little turn down just traditional Irish foods and maybe some modern Irish foods and give you some ideas for today in case you've got a brisket or a corned beef brisket or some cabbage or something like that. And you really don't want to just do boiled dinner.
Right.
Although boiled dinner is still really good.
You know, I'm just not a big fan of just boiled potatoes. They just don't excite me. I mean, I got to put them in something. They got to be part of a recipe before
right.
I get too excited about spuds.
Right. Well, and they are with a boiled dinner. Boiled, maybe you've never had it.
Well, no, I have, but
it's boiling it in the meat and the broth with some carrots and cabbage and root vegetables. It's you get a really nice mash and flavor out of it.
A little peasant stew.
It really is. And yeah. You know, most of us were if we still had the kings ruling the worlds, we would be peasants.
Right. Yeah. I've been called worse. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm guilty of calling you that.
Right.
So, Irish potato salad. This kind of I thought was cool because who doesn't like potato salad?
Right.
And you could really bring this one along all summer long since it's spring and I don't know. Are you getting the urge to just get out and, oh, man, even on a cold morning, the sun, the daylight savings time,
right,
gets you kind of going. I'm like walking outside without a shirt on and it's 37 degrees. I'm thinking it's okay. But Irish potato salad is just a little different than the typical one in that it's going to have large white potatoes and it's going to use sour cream and mayo. And then green onions, garlic, and some bacon and chopped up pickles. So the sour cream thrown in with the mayo was the twist that piqued my interest. I have not made this yet, but I found a lot of these just online. Of course, I just ripped them. I stole them from Genius Kitchen online. Right. So I'm going to give them credit. But right. Just, you know, you can find these all over the net. There's gobs of them, but you got to be careful. And really peruse these recipes and use your gut.
Right.
Because that's where it's going to end up.
Yeah, another thing that's traditionally Irish is, or it's just Mediterranean too, really, is the leg of lamb.
Yeah.
And
Very Irish.
Right. You can buy that bone-in or boned. And I prefer it to be boned when I'm working with it. Just because I've got edible product then,
yep.
And if you're going to roast the bone off and maybe make some lamb stew with the leftovers or something like that, I might buy it with the bone in and roast it that way. But if I'm just serving it, one of the things that's important with it is that lamb fat is a strong flavor. So you want to minimize the amount of it. You want a little bit of it in there.
Why it's nice to bone it then, because you can trim it.
Right, and I can trim it. That's exactly right.
But so you said, pardon me for interrupting, but you said if you wanted to roast that bone off.
Right.
After you carve the meat off and serve your guests, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I just throw it right in with the smoker.
You throw it back in the oven.
Yeah, throw it back in the oven or back in the smoker and roast it off because it's either good for the dog. Or it's good for your soups and stews that you're going to make afterwards.
That dog isn't going to need it smoked.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be happy to see a little bit red.
Don't like it raw with the dog. It ends up in the wrong place. But anyway, if I'm cooking lamb, I'm going to marinate it. Okay? It's just easiest for me to get flavor where I want it, especially in a bone piece if we're doing that. And in a true Irish tradition, I'm going to start out with some Guinness. And then, you know, you hit your flavors, your garlic, your soy, your Dijon mustard.
Oh, traditional Irish soy? Is that right. What you're saying?
But a marinade is what I'm doing just to get some moisture on this. And you know what? There's very little salt in this. This is going to be driven by the beer and the aromatics. And what we're going to do is just put this in a Ziploc bag, pour this marinade in on top as much as you need. You could find a recipe for this online, but the difference is it's got a little bit of Guinness in it, and I'm going to let it go anywhere from like 12 to 24 hours with that marinade on there. I want it to get absorbed in there.
Since it's so fatty,
right?
Don't you have a bigger grace period on the marinating?
I think so.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never do like chicken or poultry more than maybe 4 to 8 hours. Those guys in Texas a couple weeks ago when I was down there did a 3-day brine. Brine's different than marinade, right? It's going
to
have
But also, the amount of salt and sugar and stuff you put in it has a lot to do with how long you can brine it, too. So I suppose they probably have a very light sprinkling.
Yeah, where the difference between a brine and a marinade is that salt and sugar. You're going to find a half a teaspoon of salt in this marinade that I'm talking about just for the flavor. It has no curing agent or any brining effect. And again, I've got no sugar in this. So this is more of a marinade to add flavor. It'll soak in a little bit, but it won't get in deep. And typically when I serve the lamb after I've cooked it, and I'm going to cook that to about 140, 145 degrees is right where I want to get the lamb to. And then I'm going to pull it apart a little bit and not slice it, but pull it apart a little bit. You could go even a little hotter if you wanted to with the lamb to get it to pull apart more like pulled pork, but it's very tender as it is. So you get it to 145, 150, I think you're going to get that done enough that it's going to retain its moisture, but you can still pull it apart and serve it. I've not ever used leg of lamb as a sliced meat like you would a prime rib or anything like that. So That's just my little take on a leg of lamb. But again, there's a lot of ways you can do it. It's just I enjoy doing it with the little Guinness marinade so that you've got a just that little Irish flair and that big, dark, caramely flavor of the Guinness. Is
and then after you've marinated it, is there rosemary in that?
In the yeah, yep.
There so is what you could do also, if you wanted, is you could take some sprigs of rosemary. If you're going to bind that thing back together, you could put some seasoning inside it,
yep.
Bind it, and then coat the outside with a little bit of extra spice, yep. Whatever you want. If you want to add some salt to it or maybe a little garlic or
Dijon
something.
Dijon mustard maybe yep. Or something yep. Like that. Yep. Yep.
And but the rosemary, I personally, I know I don't think you're maybe the biggest fan of
you
it.
You know, generally the only rosemary I like in my kitchen is one with an apron on that's cooking something. Other than that, not my favorite seasoning.
Brian, do you want to touch it? He doesn't. Brian's not touching it. Why the apron?
What?
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Boy, that didn't take long, did it? Just right down that spike.
What about Irish potato skins?
That you know, I stumbled onto that one, and I thought it was kind of a joke, and it really is another one of these Irishized, Americanized, you know. It's not a traditional thing at all, but I think when you're trying to come up with something for the grill that's not traditionally grilled, it's okay to put your coat of arms on it. So whatever the as say is fine with me. But Irish potato skins were kind of cool, and what I learned about this recipe is it taught me something I've been struggling with on doing potato skins on my grill, and it was really simple. After you have out those potatoes, brush them with some EVO on the inside and grill them for 5 or 10 minutes with the face of the potato down, skin up, which would solve the problem I've always had with them is that they just turn mushy.
Right.
They're not crispy like the deep-fried ones, which we all love
right.
And have grown up loving. Thank God for Fridays.
Yeah, right.
TGIFs came out with those, right? Made right. Them big. And so by brushing some EVO on that potato skin after you've halved it and grilling it skin up, you get that crispiness. And then you put dobs of your stuff on it real quick and then serve it.
Right.
You don't leave it on to get mushy.
Cool. Coming up next, how about some grilled cabbage steaks and some kokkonen? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back. It's the St. Paddy's Day edition of the Grilling Guys. Hope you got your feet on the floor and are putting your green on this morning and get out and enjoy the day. We just heard a couple segments ago from our friend Billy Quinn of Quinn and Toohey's. He runs a giant old Irish pub, and I'm sure I'm going to be darkening the door down there a little later. But in the meantime, if you're not headed out to an Irish pub today, there might be some good stuff you'd want to put on the grill, because I think spring's almost upon us here in Michigan. You know, we get hints of it. It snows, and then it melts, and it snows and melts. And, you know, now they're looking at 40s and 50s this weekend. So I'm like, yeah, maybe we're turning the corner here. I don't know. But anyway, it just, like, it makes me feel like I want to get out and grill something.
Reminds me of that Irish tradition, grilled groundhog.
Yes.
Because you got to grill that little potlucker. He's wrong every year.
Right. Might take a herd of them to feed your family, but...
is a groundhog a woodchuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I never really knew.
That's what my family used to reference.
We call them woodchucks.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen one throw a piece of wood?
Oh, I've seen them throw a whole peck.
Yeah.
Oh, those are pickles.
Right. Pete.
So, whoa, this is really, really bad comedy and good grilling.
Right.
I want to give a little shout out to my little Irish bride, Maureen, who is named appropriately, which is Irish, Gaelic for Mary.
Yeah.
So named after the Virgin Mary. That's
sure
my
was.
Wife.
Sure
she has
was.
That halo glow.
Right.
But she dragged me kicking and screaming into the Irish culture. And she's you know, of course, Irish and English, and her father is full-blown Lebanese.
Yep.
So I learned most of my good food from her dad's side of the family, and all my good beers from her mom's side of the family.
Sure.
So, yeah. Anyway,
bless her heart.
She and Rose never drank a drop.
Right.
I mean, she had a glass of wine once, I think, in all the time I knew her. But my wife is usually kills me with Irish music starting 3 or 4 days before St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time St. Patrick's Day is coming around, I'm having anxiety attacks of thinking that I have to go and sit and listen to more of it. But the minute you walk into a great place with a live band, it all changes.
Sure.
And there are, of course, famous places all over the place. But in downtown Detroit, they have the Gaelic League, mm-hmm. which everybody goes to. And, gosh, there's another place. Now it escapes me. But Detroit is full of them. Chicago's full of them. So there's lots of, and you're going to stand in line, and they're going to have tents outside, and they're going to be swarming today. So if you have plans, leave early, find a parking spot early, and make sure you have the Uber app or Lyft app, I should say. Put the Lyft app on your phone. Forget Uber. They're sketchy.
So what in the world is a grilled cabbage steak? I've eaten a lot of things off your grill. I've never had one of those. Is this some Irish concoction you just came up with, or is this
no,
a legit deal?
No, I found it online, so it must be true.
Right.
I altered it, of course, which I do every recipe. But
is that for copyright purposes, or you just can't leave a good thing alone?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of both, that's for sure. But what I liked about it was, number one, I love cabbage. And it's really good for you.
Sure.
It's very healthy. It's one of the four vegetables, along with Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and I think broccoli, that actually have a chemical in them that fight cancer. So you and I are both dead set against helping cancer out at all, right?
Okay.
So there's one reason to eat cabbage. But I truly like it. It's something my little Swedish mother used to cook all the time.
So what is a grilled cabbage steak?
So you take it and you put the root up and the core, which many people mistakenly cut out of cabbage, shouldn't. So you put it root up and you slice down top to bottom into some nice 1-inch steaks. So each cabbage is only going to give you 3 or 4 steaks. And it actually holds together, But you got to peel the crummy stuff off the outside, right? And
so the core is what's going to hold it together.
It, exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you now.
So, and then you you rub it with garlic. So you give it a good rub down with crushed garlic. So you're actually kind of mashing the garlic into it.
Okay.
And then you put your EVO on it. And I of course, use Old World Olive Company's EVO. So do you have the actual recipe in front of you, I think, right? No?
No, I think I've got flank steak here, Bob. So,
okay.
I'm a little bit on,
I have so
on
many
the other
recipes.
End of the cow from where the cabbage comes. Yeah.
Anyway, you can find it online at this is another one I found at the Spruce. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Right.
But you basically what impressed me was he was taking mashed garlic and rubbing it directly on the cabbage because cabbage
it's gonna be porous, right?
Cabbage, when you take that slice it's out gonna of there. Stick in there, and then you put your EVO on there, and then you put some sea salt on there and black pepper. He was calling for kosher, I like sea, whatever, tomato, tomato. And then you throw it on a hot grill at about 400 degrees.
Okay.
And you grill it each side for about 5 minutes. And then you throw it in.
5 minutes. Will it hold together? I mean, does it need to be on a mat, or are you just putting it right on the grates? When you flip it, it would...
You're going to find out.
Oh.
You got to wait.
Oh.
Wait for it.
I'm just listening. Every listener wanted to know that question, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, so when you grill it, you're going to find out if it holds together.
Oh.
You got to wait.
Right.
And then you throw it in.
The grill.
A Dutch oven.
Oh.
you're so slow today.
I don't know
did
about
you,
that.
Did you have some Irish coffee on the way
right.
in or something?
This is not it.
You're
man.
Not.
You are making that crap
no.
up.
No, that's right on the internet. I prove
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. It's there. Therefore, it's the truth.
Yeah,
right.
And then you, if you look it up on the Spruce, you'll find a few other ingredients for it. But the long and the short of it is it's garlic, EVO, salt and pepper, and I don't know. Couple other things. I can't even find the stinking recipe now, so I'm a mess.
Well, clearly you haven't had it yet.
No, I haven't, but so. I thought it was really cool, and I found a way to do it on the grill.
Billy Quinn was here from Quinn and Toohey's, and he talked about that the Irish eat a lot of beef. And, you know, in the parts of that country where there isn't as much prosperity than others, is they'll eat different cuts of beef. That maybe some other people would overlook.
Right.
Right? And a flank steak tends to be one of those. And if it's not prepared properly, it can be pretty tough.
Good call.
Right? But if it's prepared uniquely or properly, then you know what? It becomes a very flavorful piece of meat.
So flank steak is Irish. Who knew?
Right, right.
Here we thought it was Mexican.
Right. And again,
gosh,
a way to make
it.
these lesser cuts better is to either put a marinade or on them and let them set, or maybe some sort of tenderizer,
mm-hmm.
if you will. But before we get in that, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
That's right. And if you're a man, you'll want to know man law number 23. If you spill a man's beer, you'll replace that beer.
Absolutely. No question. That's what you need to do.
That's the best brogue I've got. It's just
and
okay.
If you get out at a Irish bar today, that's going to happen. Let me finish up
yeah,
flank.
It is.
Let me finish up that flank steak for you because I'm going to put a little marinade on it. Half a cup. I don't usually give you the amounts, but write this one down in the dust on your dash because it's good. Half a cup of unsweetened applesauce. It's going to give that flank steak a really cool flavor. Mix that with a third of a cup of soy. Put some minced garlic in there and a couple tablespoons of cider vinegar. Hit it with salt and pepper and marinate that flank steak for about 3 to 4 hours in there. That applesauce will give it a really, really cool flavor. And it's a simple
with
little...
soy, so it's going right. to be salty, that
right.
soy.
Yep.
You know, I'm amazed at all the Irish recipes with soy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easily accessible, and it's something that keeps.
And they had sailing ships that went around the world and traded with these people
sure.
for these people, whoever these people are. So, yeah, we do want you to have a good, safe St. Patrick's Day, and by all means, don't overdo it, and be smart, and I guess just enjoy yourself as much as possible, but watch out for the fools. And if you're driving today or tonight, some people might not have been as wise as you. So also watch out for those people on the roads, because it's a big holiday and some people don't know how to turn it down.
That's right. And all we want you to do is have a safe grand time this week and this weekend. And we'll talk with you next week.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the St. Paddy's Day edition, and it wouldn't be a Grilling Guys St. Paddy's Day without Billy from Quinn and Toohey's, West Michigan's iconic Irish bar. And Billy, I want to talk a little bit about your family heritage, because you aren't just one of these guys that thought it'd be cool to open an Irish bar. You've got heritage, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that actually, that's what made me do it, is it goes back a few years. But anyway, to make a long story short, my grandfather is from Ireland, my grandmother, and obviously my dad was a big Irish everything, you know. Right. When I was a child, I had to sing Irish songs. You know, I didn't have to, but I mean, I did.
It's what your family did,
it's
right?
It's what the family did, yeah. And then as time went on and I got a little older, I think every guy wants to own a bar. But
yeah, you had the idea at one point in your life.
Yeah,
sure,
I did, yeah. But then I just, I met groups of Irish people, even though my whole life I've been Irish. I met people, and it really got me interested in owning an Irish pub where I could spread the music and, you know, just be part of the or start the Irish pub scene. And I went over to Ireland, and I fell in love, came home, and I said, this is it. This is what I have to do. And that's when I went and I opened up Quinn and Toohey's Irish Pub.
Right. And that is where? Is located in Grand
Rapids?
It's
on 1535 Plainfield, northeast in the Creston Business District.
Just north of the downtown area, if you're not from Grand Rapids, you just check it out, and you're going to want to go there. Now, let's describe what's going to happen on Saturday. Later today, right? It is St. Paddy's Day. So later today is this thing's going to go crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, bedlam.
Yeah.
but it's fun. It really is. It's... you know, it's just, you let your hair down, you have fun, and we'll have Irish music all day, all night. Come on down, we'll have Irish food.
What does that consist of?
Well, you know, contrary to belief, there isn't just corned beef and cabbage. There's
right.
There's a lot of, like, beef stew, Guinness stew, you know, things like that. And Ireland is not exactly known as the capital of the food business.
Right.
We like a lot of fried food, so...
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll have plenty of food there for everybody.
Yeah, what they are known for is what you're going to be washing it down with.
Absolutely.
So if somebody wanted to join the Bedlam, what are they going to find for your beers on tap there?
I'm glad you asked that, because that's the most important thing. Number one, I hate to turn customers away, but if you want to come down for green beer, we have none.
That's right.
No green
beer. That's not Irish anyway, is it?
That's not Irish. No, I don't know where it ever came from. It's... You know, it's fun. People want to go out. I don't blame anybody for going out. But we have Guinness, Harp, and Smittix, the true Irish beers. And I have to tell you this. If you want to spend a lot of time there, I have over 40 Irish whiskeys.
Really?
Yeah. Largest selection there is.
And if somebody wanted to have one of those, are there a couple that you would recommend over the others? Or just the ones within reach?
Well, you know, I happen to be partial to Middletons. I like Middletons a lot. It's okay. A little pricier beverage, but I like it. You know, Jameson, Tullamore Dew, we carry, you know, all of them. Uh-huh. Green Spot's a great, great one.
Is it against Irish rules to mix those with anything? Do you have to drink them neat?
No, not necessarily. You know, whatever you like. I prefer mine, you know, just a shot and sip.
Yeah.
With a Guinness.
Oh, yeah. Right. So it's a shot and a backer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go together. You know? It's like the grilling guys.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have that quite heritage, but I get it. I get it a lot. But yeah. Hey, Billy, thanks for making time to join the grilling guys. I know this is an incredibly busy day for you on St. Patrick's Day, but breaking away and coming down and spending a minute with us. We'll be after the show. We're going to be darkening your door and making a view.
You'll have to try one of those 40 Irish whiskeys.
Well, I think I probably will. All right. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy St. Patty's Day to all of you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk with you next week.